Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go right back to your phone calls. And Nomi Prinz is going to be joining us in studio, whistleblower par excellent. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. I'm going to go to Andrew and others.
Hi, Alan. You know, I think a big thing that we need to try to instill in our young people and old people of all ages is pride. America has lost that sense of pride that we once had. You know, whether you're sweeping floors and cleaning toilets or you're building spaceships, we just lost that sense of pride in our work. No matter what you do, do it the best you can. If we can get some of that back in this country, I think it'll go a long way just to take pride in our country.
Oh, yeah. People don't have pride in themselves. I mean, imagine if you tried to pull a cop over and search their car without a warrant. They would arrest you. Or if you tried to say, by the way, officer, I want to stick my hand not even in your pants, but in your body, they would laugh at you. But it's like for us, they're like, no, we're going to not just violate your Fourth Amendment. We're going to violate your body. We're going to rape you. I mean, how did we get there? It is no, North Korea doesn't even randomly pull you over and do that to you. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. America is like in a hallucination trance of tyranny. I wonder how bad it's going to get.
That's it. The culture is just lost. We have no culture, no pride. Nobody really just cares about anything except Hollywood and, you know, what Angelina Jolie is doing this week.
Unbelievable. Good to hear from you. Go ahead. A last comment?
No. Thank you, Alex. I don't take up any more of your time.
Hey, no, Nick, you're awesome. Thank you for calling. Bring up those points. Andrew in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing, buddy? God bless you.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I used to be one of those people that didn't think there was anything I can do about what was going on, but I got fed up of thinking that way. So I went to, you know, my local store, and I got some poster board and just started writing some Martin Luther King sayings on there and some sayings, you know, some things that I saw. And Sunday I went out on the street out in front and just started holding up the posters, and I think it did a lot of good. One poster I had said, my child will not stand here begging in the future, and neither should yours. I went across to my local radio station today, and I'm going to see about maybe starting my own radio program. And all this stuff has barely cost me a dime. I mean, I can start a radio program for probably nothing, you know.
No, that's the thing. People always come to me. I went and spoke at an event this Saturday that I've been asked to be the surprise guest at. And everybody ran up. Well, some people ran up and said, oh, Alex, do this, do that. Can you do this? And I looked at them and I said, you need to do it. You need to do it. You need to take action. And everybody just needs to do a little something against the tyrants and they will fall.
We got to wake America up. Or America's going to be lost.
Well, not just America, the whole world.
Yes, sir.
By the way, the TSA is now harassed and shamed yet another disabled veteran. People that can't even walk, they try to order them out of wheelchairs. And then when they can't, they'll make people drag them across the floor. They're like, oh, you other slaves, come here. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. Let's talk to Jim in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, we all know that there's a lot of problems in America, but nobody seems to know what to do about it. I think we need to start organizing like the Marxists have done for the last 40 or 50 years. The 4th of July is a historic day. We have a year between now and the next one. I believe we need to organize a 4th of July event that teaches people why America was formed, who formed America, and the reasons why it was done that way.
Well, that sounds pretty terrorist.
We need to organize. We need to know who the patriots are. We need to have organizations in all 50 states. And the next time that we have a 4th of July, we need to have meetings through every state of the union, through every county.
I hear you. Who's going to organize that, man? Because that's a tall order. You can do something simple like, let's march on all the capitals to expose the New World Order. You know, things like that. But when you start trying to have meetings and stuff, whoo!
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live now into the third hour. Nomi Prinz is going to be our guest. And Nomi Prinz is an independent journalist and author and speaker. And I'm not going to go through all of her different degrees and background, but she was a managing director at Goldman Sachs over some key areas she thought was going to cause a major problem and basically quit over it. And I guess you could call it really a whistleblower. She's written a bunch of best-selling books. She's got a new book coming out very, very soon as well. We'll talk some about, but NomiPrinz.com, and we have links to that up on InfoWars.com. Obviously, I want to get into the announcement that there'll be no criminal charges 2 years later on John Corzine of MF Global. I want to get into the bond market, all your inside take on that, but for new listeners out there, we have a lot of new stations and new folks tuning in every millisecond. Tell people a little bit about yourself, your awakening, what you've witnessed, and what this general system is, and why you decided to get out of it. Was it a decade ago?
Yeah, over a decade now. I had been in international banking for over a decade, actually. I had been at Lehman Brothers, I had been at Bear Stearns in London for 7 years, and then my final stop was Goldman Sachs, where I was only for less than 2 years and just had to get out because it was just such a a horrible environment around the time when Enron was imploding and WorldCom was imploding. And this whole idea, which later imploded the rest of the economy, of credit derivatives and CDOs and all these esoteric things that had to do with horrible loans, bonds that were going to default, companies that were going to default, were really coming to the head of the company and Wall Street in general.
And I read your book that came out, what, in 2006 or so?
2004.
2004. Yeah. I guess I read 2006, where you explained what was going to happen before it happened. You said, I wasn't going to be involved in this criminality.
Well, no, exactly. We were literally sitting there in offices looking at tons of loans that were going to implode, derivatives that were going to implode, and being asked to sort of find a way to make money out of that for Goldman and for the companies, whether it was Enron or WorldCom, whatever those companies were. And I found that incredibly untenable. It went through insurance companies, went through all sorts of
companies. So you weren't going to sell it to pensioners and people?
I had come to Goldman basically from a position where I believed, even in all the years I was in banking, that it was important to show people what the downside could be of certain types of speculation. And that was not something that Goldman really wanted to show. And I had a lot of problems internally trying to be able to show analytics and develop things and get funding to show clients and investors in general what could go wrong. Because I thought, if you have knowledge, you can make a decision. If you don't, you're in a black hole and a fraudulent black hole.
But then the opposite of you is some of the traders and people at Goldman and the Timberwolf stuff about, this is total crud. Let's sell it to our customers.
Well, that's what exactly happened was I left. And in the next few years that followed when I left, which was in early 2002, and I wrote a book in 2004, it came out in 2004, I wrote in 2003 about how all of this was going to implode and how these wars between the banks and these trading desks and were really being fought over people's loans. And that's what happened. The subprime loans, all the regular loans in the country became fodder for these CDO deals like Timberwolf, like Abacus, like all the different names that were thrown at them that then imploded into the general economy a few years later. But at the time, the whole idea was to move the stuff off the trading books into the world. And that's what happened. And over the next few years, from when I left until basically the beginning of 2007, that's what was happening. This stuff was proliferating the world, pension funds, small towns in Norway, small towns in Holland, small towns in California, and really creating this crumbling decay of an economy. And I saw that from the outside. I wasn't inside at that point, and that's when I started writing more and more about that. And I continue to write about that because it's a dangerous situation that people need to be aware of and need to have knowledge about, not just the implosion that already happened that we think was over in 2008. It's not over.
Well, that was my next question. I've seen the charts that there's more derivatives now than before. They're taking the so-called bailout money, too big to fail, and re-leveraging it when they know it's impossible to ever pump it up. I believe, and I've seen a lot of evidence to show, it's conscious to get everything infected with it so they can then hold everybody hostage saying, do whatever we say in the future on any issue or everything will implode. And then they become rulers of the world. It's a Ponzi scheme that's too big to fail. And so the whole world falls to it instead of them all going to jail. I mean, do you agree with what Bernie Madoff said? I mean, I think I do, and other economists I've talked to have, that when he said, look, I'm just doing what everybody else did. And if so, why did he get in trouble then?
He got in trouble because he didn't have as many political connections as some of these bigger guys who did not get in trouble. Yes, he created a Ponzi scheme. Yes, he lost a lot of people a lot of money. Yes, he lied. Yes, he kept it going for years. And yes, the SEC was told about it by various whistleblowers throughout the years. And
for a decade, yeah.
Ignore it completely until it was too big to ignore. But he was too little a guy, as big as he was, to save himself.
That's right.
Unlike John Corzine and Jamie Dimon and Lloyd Glanville, all these other guys who are basically at the top of either large implosions that have been obvious or smaller types of deceptions that have gone on for years. They are more politically connected to the administration, to the various, you know, the DOJ, the SEC, and all the organizations in Washington that refuse to really fight, jail, indict, convict any of the people that are really creating a larger global type of crimes against populations.
Wow. Again, you've gotten some praise for what you've done, but somebody like yourself or somebody like Amber Lyon, who had won all these Emmys at CNN was, you know, doing a great job, and then she found out the West just 2 years ago or a year ago was actually covering up and funding mass murders of men, women, and children at demonstrations in places. in the Middle East. And then she found out her show had been bought out, basically $500,000 behind the scenes per episode, just to shut her down. Not only was CNN killing the story, they were demanding payouts from the governments of Bahrain and others to cover it up. And she left, you know, a well-paying job. She's famous. She's, you know, everywhere to stop that. You did the same thing, a managing director at Goldman Sachs over some key areas. Describe what you were over. And of course, I would do the same thing. I have refused to sell out to big media and things just because there's no future if you don't. But why is that so rare nowadays? Or is it just we don't know about all the people that did the right thing?
I think there's a little bit of both. I think there's a lot of people who choose to leave those types of positions and just not become public. You know, just go and do something else. I have friends who used to work at Goldman who are, you know, helping orphans in Nicaragua. You know what I mean? There's certain people that just don't get out there publicly and talk about it. And then there's some people that do. And I think it's really hard. People get complacent or they need the money or whatever it might be, or they consider what they're doing not so bad. They're making a living. They're making a big living. They're making a ton of money, whatever it might be. And they don't tend to take a look at themselves, at the situation, at the overall impact of it, and they stay in these positions or they leave. And it's really hard. When I first came out with my book, my first book, Other People's Money, I was in London, and there was a reporter that was asked at the London Times Magazine whether I had worked there. And this question, apparently, I found out later, went back to Hank Paulson in New York, and I don't know what happened in between him and the London office, but the London office denied I had even worked there for a second. And then, of course, they couldn't, and because the news came out, and the reporter called me and said, you worked here, right? I'm like, yes, I worked there. Of course I did. But there's a lot of difficulties along the way in trying to talk about, you know, some very powerful institutions, you know, powerful individuals, and also a lot of esoteric financial stuff that's not always easy to explain to people. And
it's a bunch of hocus pocus.
Yes, it's taking stuff, financial loans, whatever they may be, and repackaging them to make them look better and throwing them on to someone else until the game is over. And the banks that created this stuff are fine, or they're bailed out, or they get to tax deduct losses and have all sorts of manners to protect themselves, whereas externally there aren't those same kinds of protections. And it's the same thing if you're inside of a system and you're trying to talk about it, whether you call it whistleblowing or explaining or creating knowledge or whatever you call it. It's very hard to go against that sometimes. And you have to be independent, I think, in order to do it a lot of the times. You have to decide, I'm not going to be part of that establishment. I'm not even going to necessarily.
Sure.
I don't believe it, and I'm not going to be part of it.
You know, they call it buffers, or they call it plausible deniability. But what I've seen the UN and Goldman Sachs and all these globalists are really good at is they have committees, and they call things that are one thing another thing, and then they all act like they have plausible deniability to not know, so no one ever gets left with a hand grenade they're passing around the table. But then once they can't get in trouble, it creates this risk, this moral hazard they've talked about, where now they can get away with anything because it's all set up with a bunch of Sergeant Schultz saying, I know nothing, when they know full well what they're doing. And then you look at it, it's going to bring down the society, and they're gearing up the FEMA camps and the armed troops all over the world, and British Ministry of Defense reports admitting this is going to end civilization as we know it. Because we'll never triage the debt. We'll never arrest these people. It's like you either cut them out, or we all are destroyed, and the answer is you'll be destroyed. Is there any way out of the madness?
The thing is, these people are the system, and they've been the system. If you're running a major bank, if you're Jamie Dimon, or you're President Obama, you are inextricably, you're linked. You have an alliance. You can't let the other person fail. So if you're Obama and you're going into rise from, you know, state senate to the president, you're Jamie Dimon. You're rising from the head of Bank One to the head of J.P. Morgan Chase to the, you know, the most important banker right now in the country and arguably the world. You are together. You keep each other up. And all these other systems that are in place, whether it's the Federal Reserve, the New York Federal Reserve,
sure,
the Department of Justice that ignores that anything can possibly.
Sure, that's how corruption works.
That's how it happens. Right.
Because once they allow it in place, no one can bust anybody or it brings it down. And then suddenly corruption just takes over.
Right. They are the same people. And it's mutually enforcing. It's enforcing within the banking industry on Wall Street, and it's enforcing between Washington and Wall Street. And what has happened since the crisis of 2008 is this ability to take down the economy, this massive amount of debt here in Europe, the instability in the Middle East, all of this is connected to the fact that there was a financial crisis that was predicated on bankers creating potential, you know, fuzzy value out of nothing, proliferating the world with it, and then having the governments come in and hold their hand.
Absolutely. KnowMeFriends.com. We've got to go to break. When we come back, tell us now where we're at currently and where you see us going, because you've been so accurate predicting things.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Her current best-selling book is It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. It's Naomi Prince. She was a managing director. I remember reading your first book about this in 2006. You were actually able to see all of it because in your position, weren't you like over the big international transfers and trying to make sure that the regulations matched on these deals?
Yeah, that's a very good memory. I had been responsible for a particular group that focused on financial clients, insurance companies, banks, pension funds, and any basically financial investor, and try to look at how, if they were going to be seeing any losses, how those could be sort of repackaged and sold off of their books. So if a bank was going through a potential loss or insurance company had some claims that weren't working, package them up, reconstruct them into something else, and sell them along to other investors. So there was a lot of that. And I was also responsible for the analytics in derivatives and credit derivatives, which became at the center of all this stuff, and the nascent development of CDOs, which, you know, you talk about.
So you were right in the middle of it.
I was in the middle of it before it became subprime. It was corporate debt.
And you just watched Enron go to jail. That's the good part about people getting in trouble. It makes other people think. You said, I'm getting out of here.
Well, I left before they were going to jail. I knew when they were imploding. I knew when their positions were imploding because Goldman was actually a trading partner in derivatives with Enron. So it was pretty easy to know what was going to go on. And that was around the fall, of course, of 9/11. And I wound up leaving for a number of years. 9/11 was a very personal issue for anyone who was working down on Wall Street at the time. And I was also an element of Life's Too Short.
Oh, wow. You were in New York when that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I was down on Goldman when that happened, which is a few blocks away from the World Trade
Center. Wow.
So we're there with the darkened windows, also not really knowing what's going on at that point. We're just inside a building before all the information started coming out. So so that came out. That was a big sort of call to, you know, examine all the things that I'd already been bothered about.
A major reality check.
Major. And I quit, you know, a few months after that. So there was all of that was going on at the same time. And there was World Trade Center, there was 9/11, there was Enron's fraud, there was, you know, the upcoming telecom frauds that were all come out after I left, and a lot of that stuff going on. And also, I mean, the atmosphere was toxic. It always was. But it just became way too much.
When we hear these recordings of Goldman Sachs guys bragging about, yeah, I'm going to cheat these old ladies. Oh, that earthquake, that was my wallet dropping. Yeah, we're going to sell these, you know, idiots this crud. I mean, how many of them are like that?
There are some loudmouths who are definitely like that, and then there's ones that are more reserved. You know, there's the old school bankers, and there's the ones who have actually done quite well being like that. Going back to 9/11, when we were there on the trading floor, and there was all the smoke and stuff around, the oil guys were on the desk, and their boss was saying, like, hey, you know, make money. Like, we don't know what's going on. No one knows what's going on. But you know what? It had to do with a plane. Planes, oil, money. You know, keep trading. You know, and that's the kind of environment that a lot of those types of guys are very, very.
And then they're like, hey, just tell the firefighters that the dust isn't bad so we can stay open. And don't tell them to wear respirators because then they'll know it's bad. Then we'll have to close everything. Tell them it's safe when they had a report hours after saying it's deadly. They had sensors. Again, it just shows these people are out of their minds.
They wanted us to all come down to work, you know, the next day, 2 days later when the city was mostly closed. I didn't come down. I mean, again, this was all sort of, you know, part of my own culminations of revelations over the years. But yeah, there was people down in those offices.
Let me ask you this question. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. And then I want to get into whatever you think's most important to talk about. I mean, so tell me if these questions aren't good or aren't as important as they should be, where to go. Where does it all end? I mean, I look at the derivatives. Some numbers are 600 trillion. Some are lower. Some are higher. What is going to happen with all of this? Where does it end? Because they're only expanding all of it from what I've seen. Where does it end?
Right. The expansion happens from the fact that since the crisis, these banks that were big have gotten bigger. You know, they've been allowed to merge. They've had federal backing. They continue to have federal backing. They know they can continue with creating, you know, bigger derivatives positions, taking more fees off their regular clients to be able to grow what they're doing in the speculative world and so forth. But what they know right now is that they will be supported. So again, it's this mutual support system from the Federal Reserve and the ECB to keep the U.S. banks and the European banks, which basically control the entire global financial system, up as long as they can. So you create debt, you keep rates down low, you keep it going. Meanwhile, the derivatives positions, the more risky types of transactions in which these banks are operating, also continue to blow up because they're being supported. They've been bailed out. They're being supported to go on and go forward. I don't really think that ends. I think what's happening now is when there's this false period of, you know, an anesthetic of these types of bailout programs and these zero interest rates, which are just going to kind of keep things in an indefinite limbo until the next shoe drops, which I believe will happen because this cannot continue forever.
And I want to talk about how big that next shoe will be, what's happening in the bond market, and so much more with Nomi Prinz. Straight ahead, she was a managing director at Goldman Sachs and left rather than be involved in all the corruption.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it takes a village. It's our latest book. She's got another book coming out soon. We're going to talk about that. I know we got callers that have been holding before she got on all over the map. We'll take your calls, a little bit of overdrive, while she gets some lunch, and I'm going to interview her for Obama Deception, too. So I'll be going into the third hour some of the days. I seem to do all the time. You know, I quit doing 4 hours every day a few years ago because I needed to get ready for the nightly news and build the media operation. But then why not just go back to 4 hours? It's like I quit doing the 4 hours. Some stations quit carrying it, and now I'm back to doing 4 hours. But there's just so much to cover. But first, some of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible. PrivateInternetAccess.com. We hear news stories every day about NSA spying on U.S. citizens. Keeping your information private on the web has never been more important. PrivateInternetAccess.com specializes in keeping your information private by encrypting your internet connection, hiding your IP address so that you can browse the internet anonymously, offering firewall protection to prevent data mining, eliminating records of your computer activity. PrivateInternetAccess.com is an American company, and you can use this service anywhere on the internet connection in the world. Again, you can check it out right now at PrivateInternetAccess.com. They have a lot of other services. Great folks. PrivateInternetAccess.com. Also, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Unlike ceramic armor that only stops 6 rounds, this stops hundreds. Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more. Fits sizes medium to XXL. They got a bunch of other products as well. Backpacks, you name it. Amazing stuff. Made in America. Related to, rated to level 4 body armor. 888-608-6605. The longest lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo for the first time by the pound. InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And lastly, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. This special ends tomorrow. They've never done a special like this. You buy 3 of any of their huge selections of storable foods, and you get the 4th free plus free shipping. They rarely do free shipping, so that's a double whammy of goodness. And we do this because all of us should be prepared. All of us should hope for the best, prepare for the worst, have a strong offense against the globalists while preparing a defense in fallback positions. This is serious. The government's stockpiling food as well. The place to get it is eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And don't forget all our other great products and videos and films and everything, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're building the people's media system in resistance to the globalists. Now, Nomi Prinz, again, former managing director at Goldman Sachs, NomiPrinz.com, best-selling author, whistleblower from the early 2000s, prolifically predicting, because I read the book in 2006 and said, I got to get this lady on, the first book she put out on the subject. And because she said everything that was going to happen, and as she said, she wrote the book 3 years before. I read it 2 years after it was out, and now she's got several other books that are out as well. But expanding, you were saying during the break things about Obama. I want to get to in a moment. But first off, Naomi, get into my big question: how do you expect things to unravel? How do the experts you respect that have a good track record of predicting things, how do they say the next shoe will drop and what it will look like? And what's happening in these rigged markets? How long will it go as we learn about LIBOR and the fixing of interest rates and the fact that high-frequency trading? I mean, this thing is a giant rigged casino ripping people off. How will it melt down? Will it melt down? And if it doesn't melt down, what will it do at the expense of the people?
Okay, first of all, this historic period right now, we have had a longer series of cheap money, of 0% interest rates, of the Federal Reserve, the ECB, bolstering all of the financial toxic assets that were built, the financial system that was being proliferated into the world, and how that was going to self-destruct. It continues to hold it up. The stock market is held up by this. Any corporate profits of the companies that are larger and that are still posting corporate profits, although they're not really hiring, they are posting profits, are doing so because it is so cheap for them, not individuals, but for banks and for their main customers to raise money. This is why it looks, there's the appearance between the stock market and some of the corporate bond market that things are healthy. There's the appearance that banks are doing okay. They haven't had to because of accounting laws that have been changed in 2008 when the financial crisis happened that have allowed them to really camouflage losses that they continue to carry on their books. Meanwhile, they've expanded derivatives and all sorts of other esoteric things they're doing because it doesn't cost them anything to do that. That's the market we're in right now.
Synthetic derivatives, meaning
creating packages of packages of packages of things that have no value. And the reason these packages of things that have no value, which were supposed to take a loan, a regular, simple, basic loan. You know, you pay me an interest rate. I take a piece of it. I pay my expenses. I make some profit. You do that a ton of times, and the loan has no value because the asset underneath it has gone to zero, and you create a derivative and another derivative, and you repackage and repay. Yeah, you're basically running on fumes.
So and then it's hidden under red tape.
It's hidden under accounting laws that are effectively designed to camouflage these losses so that they give the appearance that these banks are in a
healthy state. So where does it go? When does it end?
The Federal Reserve has been very tactical in keeping these rates at the zero levels that they are. And every single time Bernanke comes out and says the economy might be getting a little better, and there might be a possibility that, that QE, quantitative easing, or the Fed buying the debt that is manufactured by banks and by the Treasury Department to keep this all going and keep rates low, every time that happens, the market wobbles, everybody freaks out, and Bernanke comes back and says something like, oh, you know what, it actually kind of is bad, we're going to keep going with this, and then everything's all fine again. Visually in the market and in the bond market, the reality is it's not real. These are all artificially being lifted. How long does that last? It's lasted at this point for 4.5 years. It can continue to last for another year and a half, too, because he can't really take his foot off quantitative easing. And whoever comes in after Bernanke is going to have a really tough time doing the same thing. I believe this policy is going to continue. Meanwhile, the European economies are imploding. The real U.S. economy isn't doing very well if you take away the bigger banks and institutions benefiting from cheap money, from zero interest rate money. So I think this continues this time another few years with slow implosion at the center, at the core economies in Europe, in the Middle East, in the U.S.
Which is what they've said. They want slow implosion.
To slow bleed. That's exactly what's going on now, which is different from before. Before, rates were sort of normal. They came low. Banks were doing all sorts of creativity with subprime loans and creating all these toxic assets and getting into the derivatives market and everything else. Now, it's all been subsidized. So now this can continue for another. It's not as quick to the next shoe comes down. I think it could take more like 3 or 4 years of a very slow, painful time until that happens, until derivatives are so expansive, until there cannot be more money pumped in, until the debt is so high that it can't be kept at zero because nobody wants to buy it, no country, no funds, and there's just no cash left to set aside to do this. And that's when I think you get the next implosion. But I don't think that's for another few years. I think it's a slow drip until then.
And is it going to be a lot bigger when it implodes next?
There's a lot more riding on it. There's a bigger derivatives market. These banks have grown bigger, the ones that have survived.
What about the bond market? We're seeing more talk of the Chinese currency being more of the world reserve currency. Other countries and groups are moving away from the dollar, and now they're starting to cut back on the treasuries. But then they use the dollar imploding. People get scared and come and prop it up. It kind of seesaws back and forth. What's happening in the bond market in layman's terms? What does that signify?
This limbo period that I'm talking about, you just mentioned now, in effect, it's a limbo market. The bonds stay, prices sort of stay where they are. They might dip a little, and then the Fed comes in and says, no, we're going to continue to buy bonds, which means we're going to continue to keep rates low, which means we're going to continue to keep the cost of money at zero for the big institutions. We keep doing that. That's why the dollar, which should be a lot lower, it should represent a lot less value in the external, in the markets than it does, because everything is being propped up. If the purchasers of Treasury bonds stop buying or start selling, the Chinese start selling, the Japanese start selling, it hurts them too. And, as you just said, so everybody.
So we're sitting on top of powder keg.
Sitting on the same game. Everyone's in the same game right now.
They're depressing the real economy while expanding their own economy. That's why all the luxury goods go up. Yep. Other stuff only grows slowly in inflation. But I've just seen where real interest rates for the general public are going up. And then now they have this supposed, 0%, but that's only for the insiders. That's becoming more and more obvious. How long can that go on? Because I'm seeing the attitude in the general public become hyper aware. I mean, you've got some that'll buy anything, but I'm seeing on talk radio, listening to other shows, and I'm seeing on the streets, and I'm seeing in Gallup poll, lowest approval rating ever for the media and for Congress and for Obama. I don't think people are buying into the bull anymore. And so how long can this go?
Again, I think it individuals, the real economy, do understand and do see costs going up, healthcare costs, education costs, food costs, the cost of living versus what.
Plus, the education doesn't do anything anymore.
You can't get out and get a job, or you can get a couple jobs that don't really pay you, don't get benefits, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, globalism's killing us. It doesn't work.
The quality of the real economy is deteriorating, while the artificiality of this banking economy continues to be subsidized by cheap money, which the rest of the public can't get to, because banks are sitting on it, because they have the benefit, they don't pass it on. I think that continues for another few years. It continues until someone says, you know what, the Fed has to dial back. because the United States and the banking system of the United States and the Federal Reserve that you know, basically the banker's bank in the United States continues to create a policy that makes them all look good, while it doesn't do anything for the real economy. So we're continuing to fragment. So it's good that people are looking at their own lives and trying to sort of detach themselves as much as they can. But at the same time, it's going to deteriorate the quality.
Well, let me ask you this. And obviously, it's not just making them look good. They're hoarding the bailout money. They're becoming just so fabulously rich. It's a joke. How will they spend the money if they wreck the entire society?
Right. As you say, luxury goods on saving it away, on why does Jamie Dimon get to make $10 million a year? I mean, all of these things continue to allow them to hoard institutionally and to hoard for themselves personally, and that's definitely what they're doing.
Well, let me expand on this. They're building government bunkers. They're hoarding food. Goldman Sachs people are buying guns. That's come out in Bloomberg. They're digging in. They're buying retreats. Why are they doing that? Why do they have
money now? They have the money now, and they know at some point there might be an inavailability to get some of these things because there won't be enough people creating them. Individual economies will be so bad there's going to be a deterioration on that side. So what they're doing is they're taking their money and running. It's the definition of not being left with the bag. If they have the money now, if they have cheap rates now, if they're getting great bonuses now, if the stock market's up high now, they're in there first. And so when the stock market does come down dramatically, and we saw it can happen from 2000.
No, but that's my point. They're digging in like it's the end of the world, and they're going to have a civil war with us. I mean, I have the FBI training manuals, and I mean, they're training to mass arrest people and stuff and take over cities. And I mean, they're acting like they're going to bring us into a total depression.
And the more money they have at the top of that pile, the more protected they are from what's happening to the rest of.
But how about they all just get arrested like Bernie Madoff? Because I've talked to Ron Paul, a lot of people I respect. They say there's ways to fix this for the general public that are fair and constitutional. Why do we let these crooks run everything?
Well, that's it.
I mean, it's the question of, like, why do women like bad guys? That old joke. I just do not get why we let these crooks run everything.
Those crooks are the government right now, and that's the problem. I mean, we're talking, you know, Bernie Madoff was not part of the fraternity.
Oh, the Justice Department, the law firm that the Attorney General's part of, is the one that does the certifications on all this fraud.
Right, and all these people who create all these fraud are the ones who supported the current administration in doing what they do. They are all mutually enforcing each other. That's why they don't arrest each other. You know, you point a finger at one, somebody goes down, everybody else goes down. Dimon goes down, everyone goes down, right? He's connected to everybody.
And how is the cult of Obama allowed them, could have Bush, if he had a third term, have gotten away with this? And has Obama been better or worse than Bush on letting banks run wild?
Bush came to office with a lot of initial banker support. When he was just a senator, when he won the
talking about Obama.
State Senate, Obama. Yeah, and then I'll go back to Bush. But when basically he came in, he already had Goldman Sachs behind him as one of his top 20 donors. This is not into the president. This is into the Senate seat. You know, he had JP Morgan Chase as one of his donors, et cetera. He was in Chicago before that, where Bank One, which has now become part of JP Morgan Chase, and that's what Jamie Dimon used to run, was there at the same time, you know, in the same Chicago tower near wherever it is, you know, the Senate is, when he was a local state senator and so forth. I mean, they basically have had a relationship going back before he even set foot.
He's been fast-tracked from the beginning.
From the beginning. Bush did, of course, sign the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act in 2008.
Obama lobbied for it.
Obama lobbied for it, but Bush did sign it, and Bush did say, and this is in his memoirs, you know, we're going all in. Now, when he said we're going all in, it was before, you know, it was before 2009, when there really was an all-in situation, when the Fed came in and created all these additional programs to pile on to the TARP program, which was only $700 billion, and added all these other ways for banks to be subsidized in the tune of trillions of dollars that happened during Obama's administration. So there was a point at which Bush was interested in doing this, and truly, and Hank Paulson sort of straddled both presidents for a second. I mean, he wasn't Treasury Secretary under Obama, of course, but they worked together under Bush beforehand. So to some extent, there was a transition into it. But Obama came in with a lot of backing from the banking system, and he came in with no regard to creating smaller banks from these bigger banks. I mean, he could have had a policy where he could have directed Congress.
Yeah, I mean, you told me on air he was smaller. He told me off air he was worse than Bush.
He was worse in terms of allowing these banks to become bigger and more powerful and have more federal subsidies, and in the process
Sure, from what I've seen, they've been waging war on real local banks, and now they're trying to take over credit unions.
Because they can. Again, they have, not only the cheap money we're talking about, they have access to more of it more easily. They're larger member banks of the Federal Reserve System. They get to be able to have the position of being the big guy and beating up the little guy. And this has been happening, you know, in U.S. history for the last 100 years, but it's been happening in particular in the last several years because they have been validated. Yeah, we don't have a war. We don't have, you know, we just have zero interest rates and a policy between Washington and Wall Street that enables these largest institutions to get increasingly bigger on cheaper money.
It's a total banking takeover.
It's a total takeover.
I mean, I read the local banking association stuff in the Austin Business Journal and stuff, and the head of the Texas Banking Association sounds like Ron Paul or myself or you. I mean, what we're saying is not radical vision of
it's
this.
Rational.
This is what's going on. We've got foreign mega offshore above the law banks who engineered all this, using it to take over. I had an article yesterday where they're in Congress right now trying to take away tax exemption from credit unions. I mean, it's incredible.
It's a way to hurt the smaller ones and the ones that are lobbying for that, of course, the bigger institutions who want control.
Who wrote the tax laws and don't even pay taxes anyways.
And have a lot more lobbyists working for them.
If we let them shut down the credit unions, I mean, is there no end to this?
That's why we have to basically say, you know what, we're going to continue to support credit unions or local banks because they're not going to say, okay, we're going to back out. You know, Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, they're not going to stay out. You have to basically give your business to the smaller institutions.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Later. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. Florida, where they banned most pipes, their felonies with the crazy governor. It looks like a space alien. Makes me believe what David Icke says. They've now banned all computers. Florida outlaws all computers. Legislation was signed into law by Florida's former Tea Party favorite, Rick Scott, that bans all computers because they didn't properly read the bill. Totally bizarre. Got that article. A bunch of other important news. TSA harasses and shames yet another disabled veteran. That's up on InfoWars.com. Canadian cop gives homeless woman lunch money. That story won't go viral, though we should show people good behavior to try to model off that. Sustainable Development Park violates artists' First Amendment rights. TSA sniffing bags at Texas shopping mall. Heart-eating cannibal demands Obama send more weapons. You cannot make this stuff up. Police firefighters ordered not to speak about Michael Hastings' crash. We're going to a little bit of overdrive with you, Nami, so you can get into your new book that's coming out next year and the research. But I also want to get your take on the Michael Hastings. Now it's coming out that the police won't release the police report, and they've told police and firefighters don't talk about what they saw. But the witnesses saw it blow up driving down the street, and he said he was going into hiding. He'd had death threats and was about to break a big story. Gee, sounds like there should be an investigation to me.
Yeah, you know, I had seen Michael Hastings a few weeks before that event at a book party, actually, for Dirty Wars. Friend of his, Jeremy Scahill, you know, great film, great movie, great book. And I walked over to the site the day after when I heard about it. It's actually close to, it's not too far away from where I live. It's in walking distance. Just to check out the sort of tree situation, you know, in terms of how, it's an area, and I know there's been clips, and you've seen clips, shown clips on your show, where it's too straightaway, you know, easy types of, you know, there's a road that goes straight. Highland is, you know, it's a very easy double lane road. You know, Melrose cutting, and it's very visual. It's very, you know, even if you're going pretty fast at 4 a.m, for whatever reason you might be doing it, it's hard to imagine, you know, missing that on your own, you know, and hitting a tree on your own. I don't know what he was doing there in the middle of the night, of course.
Sure, but the witnesses say it blew up in the middle of the street and then went over by the tree. And then now they're saying don't release the police report. I mean, this is amazing.
The fact that they're not releasing the police report, the fact that, you know, the FBI basically said we weren't even, you know, looking at him for any reason at all. I mean, this guy was doing intense things.
Well, it turns out that the family and friends say no, they did. They were visited. And they're all scared because they see the FBI. I've talked to them. They see the FBI on the news saying we didn't visit them, and they did. And they're like, oh. I mean, they know now. They're all scared.
Just the fact that the FBI denied everything, because, you know, usually it would be like, well, we can't comment. You know, there was a strong denial that they were looking into him or doing anything instead of a just we can't comment, which in itself is a little odd. But just the physicality of the location, you know, just seemed like it more lends itself to being something that happened in advance of him taking over the car or him driving the car.
Sure. What did the tree look like?
The tree is pretty solid. I mean, it's a fat tree. So if anything was hitting it for whatever reason, whether it was pre-explosion or post-explosion, the tree wasn't going to be going anywhere. But at the same time, if you were just driving regularly, even if you were under the influence, which we don't even know, I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying any person, if they were, there's a ton of space to continue to going straight.
Sure. I've hit an oak tree backwards at about 60 because a tornado blew me and my dad off the road. And, I mean, it still hammered in about 8 inches in a tree. I mean, it gouged a big thing out of it. It was actually two oak trees. Yeah. One big one, one medium size. I mean, how tore up did the tree look?
The tree didn't look particularly torn up.
Because when I see from the photos, it came resting up against the tree. Blew up the street, no skid marks, up against the tree.
Right.
Maybe a millimeter gouge into it, but a large area.
Right.
We're going to come right back. I want to talk about how they got Glass-Steagall in the 30s and how we could get it back in place again. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.